that we have to talk, more about this. Because up to now, those who have been privileged to have these discussions are in those very institutions of higher learning designed to teach them to believe that they are the only ones worthy of making the decisions. And that's obviously seductive. So as long as these discussions are confined to them, it's not going to go anywhere, is it? It's very flattering to think that you are among an elite group of thinkers who serve your fellow men and women by doing the thinking for them. So these are discussions that we have to have among ourselves, we the people, we commoners, we who weren't reared with Plato and given a philosophical education. So, after you convince the people that we are nothing and they are all, what comes next? Incessant, constant suppression of this obvious plan. And recall that I just said that this plan was to make sure we hunger, keep us from having any sense of security, either materially or spiritually. Make us believe we are not worthy. And if we have to please to eat, while simultaneously abandon all hope of being thinkers like those who rule us, then they've got us trapped pretty effectively. And so we have to get ourselves out of this trap. Spread the good news that each one is imbued with limitless power, endless gifts from the earth, waiting to be developed. And this is the time we do this. So it's an exciting moment. Once we get those discussions going globally. And I do believe it is in these areas of the world that have most been told that they are responsible for the innovation that keeps the global system chugging along, that are in need of waking up. I mean, each of us has, you know, sort of unique challenges in this area. And it needs to happen everywhere, these conversations. But perhaps the distance we need to go to get to that clarity is a little further, so we better get started. So then what comes? Suppression of this obvious plan to make us hunger and keep us feeling insufficient, not worthy. Repression of what challenges them? Suppressing those necessary, the necessary ancestors, keeping them from us. And then keep us busy, busy, busy with simple survival, the job, eating, and not talking together about the insanity of it all. This is accomplished by means of atomization and keeping existence difficult by manufacturing scarcity, because we are, the definition of us is abundance if we were to get power off of us. So if it wasn't for all of this, this massive con done on us, we would have seen and discussed the obvious, trusting what our bodies tell us. Initiators rather than leaders, said Kropotkin, is what we are when we reconceive our allegiance and stand with our brothers and sisters and the earth and the ancestors who preserve the words, the thoughts we need to get free. For we are recognizing that our chains are made of thoughts in our heads, and to voice suppressed thoughts is to be that note that strikes the resonant chord, the wolf who starts the howl. Those who speak the truth of our inherent freedom as living things release the creative energy common to us all, so long kept pinned and then tapped by power proprietarily or bled arbitrarily. To see the scope, the sweep of our human story underclass in broad view from the vantage of the whole is to avoid the puppet show in order to observe the construction of the arcade.